Die young, stay pretty. Blondie didn't do that. She's like an old leather bag now. But she's okay. She comes around every so often and other old leather bags go to see her. Last one's Heart of Glass. Which, not to be confused with a rocking ass. Which my girlfriend has. She's got a rocking ass. This one's for you, baby.
Don't you miss me?
There's Little Blondie with Heart of Glass. It's considered one of the best songs of all time there, and kind of jump-started the disco revolution of the late 1970s. It all started with Hughes Corporation with Rock the Boat in 1974, arguably, pretty much, though. And I don't think I'm going to be playing the Hughes Corporation, because that's pretty much all they did was Rock the Boat. They had a couple other songs, but we're not going to do a triple play from them. We're going to do a triple play from a better band, Hot Chocolate. Who doesn't like some hot chocolate on a nice February evening in your disco skates? Naked in the kitchen. With a pizza in the oven. And friends over. Amyl nitrate and some blow on the table. Not that I condone drugs. I understand them.
Yo, this is Ice-T talking to you. Get high off music, not drugs. Drugs are for suckers. Straight up. There's no way around it. You do drugs, you lose. This is MC Ice-T. I'm out of here. Peace.
Sorry, Ice-T. Here's the hot chocolate.
Sex a thing, you. I believe in.
Great disco tune there, and it's been in the top 10 in 3 decades. Made a big comeback in the movie The Full Monty, when the guy takes off his jacket and starts swinging around and all the change falls out. I was dying laughing. Pretty good movie, Full Monty. Anyway, Hot Chocolate there with You Sexy Thing. I got 2 more from Hot Chocolate for you. Here you go. Number 2 of 3. Triple play here with you until 7.
Satisfaction. All she needs is a guitar playing high. She don't need no sweet talking man. Tell her how much he loves her. Break her heart and leave her alone to cry. Yeah, yeah. Music is a lover.
Disco queen, disco queen.
Music turns her on and on. Music is a lover. Music turns her on and on.
Disco queen, disco queen.
She don't need no kind of useless information by the way she moves when she's dancing on the floor. The disco queen's aware. She causes a sensation. Calls every head in the place to stop and stare. Yeah, yeah, music is a lover.
Disco queen, disco queen.
Music turns her on and on. Music is a lover. Music turns her on and on. The blank you're talking, you're talking to yourself. The disco queen is away somewhere else. You think you're bopping with yourself. Disco queen is high. She don't need no man to give her satisfaction. All she needs is a guitar playing high. Don't need no sweet talking man. Tell her how much he loves her. Break her heart, leave her alone to cry. Yeah, yeah, music is a lover.
Disco queen, disco queen.
Music turns her on and on. Music is a lover. Music turns her on and on.
Disco queen, disco queen.
Great song. Nice funky song there. That's Hot Chocolate with Disco Queen. And I'll leave you with another one of my favorites from Hot Chocolate. This is Everyone's a Winner here on Triple Play with Chris Earl. Here with you until 7 p.m. Thanks for listening to your freeform station, WMFO in Medford. Hope you're staying warm on this very chilly February night.
You do to me.
It's Triple Play with Chris Earle. You just heard Hot Chocolate. Here's a new Triple Play from ABBA. All disco until 7 p.m. Three songs by every artist.
Like you.
ABBA's having a nice resurgence recently. They just put out a new album, and they're doing some kind of industrial light and magic show with their faces de-aged on, like, young bodies. They're all, like, in their 70s and falling apart like we all are but as we get older. But they decided to put their faces on young bodies and then make themselves young like they're Luke Skywalker in The Mandalorian. What's it called? The Book of Boba Fett. That's right, because Boba Fett's not even in it. Luke Skywalker in The Book of Boba Fett. Spoiler alert. I'm not going to say spoiler alert anymore, because if you haven't watched it right now, you're not a fan. Simple as that. You don't watch it the night that it comes out. You are not a Star Wars fan. That's my opinion. I'm old school Star Wars. You got to see it right when it comes out. Right when it comes out. That's what I think. Anyway, that's been fantastic. But we're talking disco. I don't want to go off on a tangent. We all know I like to do that. I'm not doing it. Not doing it. Maybe next week. I'm going to be hosting Triple Play with Chris Earle 5 to 6 all throughout the spring semester. That's the new thing. 5 to 6. So I got an hour. So you get to spend an hour with me. For those of you who don't like me, you get less of me. But you'll still tune in because you're an ass and you want to hear what I want to say and you want to get upset. And then there's others that love me. They adore me. They're like, you know what? He should start a religion because he's that good. Triple Play's here with you until 7. I'm gonna go get ready for the next Triple Play. Whatever that could be. Oh, it's more ABBA. It's more ABBA. Everyone's favorite musical palindrome, ABBA, is the third of the triple play from ABBA. ABBA triple play, Chris Earle. Next is KC and the Sunshine Band. You can't have a disco night without KC and the Sunshine Band. Come on. Few of my listeners will remember that I used to open up the Sucking in the 70s show with that. That is Wrap Your Arms Around Me, Casey, and the Sunshine Band here on Triple Play on a Saturday night. Hope you guys are staying warm. I hope you had some nice food tonight. Maybe a little drink. Maybe a little, maybe a little, ooh. Or just a pizza in the oven, you know? That's pretty good. Go down and get yourself a pizza. Maybe a large Starbucks. Something. It's Saturday night, man. Enjoy it. Enjoy it while you got it. Because there ain't many left. Well, that one's got my vote for Kamala Harris's campaign song. Keep it Kamala, keep it Kamala. I never knew what they said there. I always thought it was keep it calm and law. Like, keep it calm and love. That's what he said. He's like, keep it calm and love. Keep it. Get on your back. Get on your back. Get on your back. What are you doing on your back? Keep it Kamala, keep it Kamala. No Trump, man, no Trump. Oh, no Trump, no Trump. Call me Kamala. She's sexy, isn't she? I think she'd be into me. She's got to get rid of that husband first, though. You know? That's what always ruins the relationship, is a husband. You know? Get rid of the husband first before you go for the good guy. The sexy guy. The fun guy. This guy. Keep it Kamala. Keep it Kamala. Don't stop it. No Trump. No. No Trump. No Trump. I never get political on any of my shows. That's just a campaign song for Kamala. Because I can use the cash. Call me up, Kamala. And we'll talk. Leave your husband at home. Let's get down tonight. Let's get down tonight, Kamala. Well, as we know, the night goes on and I get a little bit silly. So let's have the queen of disco, Tina Turner. No. Donna Summer, of course. Why did they say Tina Turner? People are nuts. Who's doing these ranker things? Are they all like under 20 and they don't even know who Tina Turner is? She was not the queen of disco. Donna Summer was. Listen to the old man. God, people, what is wrong with you? Learn something. You got computers in your pocket. Pick it up and look at something. Look at the right things. Don't look at that ranker thing. It's Donna Summer. Go in and post 1,000 votes to make Donna Summer number one. She should be up. She should be above the Bee Gees. I changed my mind. Nobody says disco like Donna Summer. It was all about sex and drugs and having fun. And that's what she did. And surprisingly, she's still with us. Actually, she's dead, isn't she? Oh my God, Donna Summer is dead. What a way to spend a Saturday night. Wait a minute. The Queen of Disco? Yeah, she's dead. God. She died in Naples. It's nice down there. 63. She must have woke up and had an orange and just freaking fell over. From exhaustion. Anyway, Queen of Disco, here you go. Sorry to break up the dance floor for a minute. It is my show, as far as I know. At least it used to be. Who the hell knows whose it is now? I'm owned by somebody. It's probably Elon Musk. Or Bezos, that jackass. He's such a douche. Who doesn't want some hot stuff? Maybe this evening? No, it's baby this evening. So she's already got her hot stuff. She's got her man or a woman, whatever she's. She was doing everything. That's the thing, too. They do a little Amyl Nitrate and do a little Papa, and it's like, man, just want to go up and hump the wall. Triple Play's here until 7. So you got a few more minutes left to dance and listen to my yakking. Some more Donna Summer. This one is Heaven Knows, featuring Brooklyn Dreams, whoever the hell that was, probably dead. Mm-hmm.
inside.
Don't get caught with foolish pride.
Don't get caught with foolish pride.
Put all the other things aside.
Things aside.
It's only you and me.
You and me, you and
believe in us.
Believe in us.
We were always meant to be.
Always meant to
me
be.
Me for you and you for me.
You for me.
Till eternity.
Well, I do have a bit of good news. Brooklyn Dreams were a group from Brooklyn, New York, and they're all alive. Joe Bean Esposito, Eddie Hawkinson, and Bruce Sudano. I looked it up. I used the internet and my intelligence to give you that educated answer, as well as entertaining. But the queen of disco is dead. This just in, she died 10 years ago in 2012 from lung cancer at the age of 63, while she fell out of her chair like the Godfather and eating an orange. Next is Donna Summer with her final of three songs. And then I'm going to wrap things up with one last triple play for you. I don't know what it may be. Well, actually, I really do know what it is, but you'll see.
It's my life.
I'll tell you, I was a kid in the 70s, and disco was really exciting. I mean, I remember watching like Solid Gold on TV. Andy Gibb actually hosted Solid Gold for a time before he didn't. and you know, Donna Summer and all the disco bands were on there. It was cool. I mean, it was really fun to see. They had a lot of rock acts on there too on Solid Gold. But anyway, this last group is the Village People, who say a whole lot for the disco era. They were fun. They had a good time. They liked to dance. They were gay as a French horn. It was a great, great time for people to live through in the 70s that were of age and were able to go out to those clubs. I envy them. I would have loved to have been able to be part of this scene. But anyway, I ended up getting stuck in the 80s with Spuds McKenzie and a bunch of drunken fools